state government almost shut down earlier this year, and the fight was largely over education funding. And all of those debates in Montpelier and negotiations over taxes and education costs, they're all rooted in the decisions that local school boards make. Over the next few months, school boards across Vermont will write their budgets in preparation for town meeting day. And those local spending plans are what ultimately drive the conversations in the State House over how we'll be able to continue supporting our education system. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
All right, if we could, we're going to call the meeting to order, actually, if we can. Please remember to sign in, and then...
The West River Modified School District Boards got a budget to put together. This new board was formed when the voters in Newfane, Townsend, Brookline, and Jamaica approved their Act 46 plan. So for the very first time, these four towns are working together to write a pre-K through 12 budget. And right out of the gate, there's controversy. The board wants to move all of the sixth grade students up to the middle school. And if they make that change, the increased staffing has to show up in the budget they're working on. The proposal raised a lot of interest, and the meeting room is packed, mostly with community members who don't like the idea. People like Fiona Chevalier.
How we educate our kids is one thing. How our community feels about it is just as important. And if we have sixth graders going to the middle school next fall with parents that have high anxiety, the kids are going to have more anxiety and it's not going to be as successful.
As Vermont school boards put together next year's budget, there will be conversations just like this all over the state as the boards talk about cutting a foreign language or adding an art teacher or moving the sixth graders up to the middle school. Bill Anton is the superintendent here. And at the meeting, he said for districts like his that merged under Act 46, this upcoming budget process presents a whole host of new challenges.
Because this is the first time we're going to be looking at this as a system. And we're going to be building around a $10 million budget. And we're going to be looking at serving 600 students over five towns for the very first time. So... As decisions are made, they'll have ripple effects through other decisions.
And it's not just Act 46 that's ramping up the pressure on school boards this year. Vermont's declining enrollment and rising education costs are nothing new, and school boards have been wrestling with those numbers for a decade or so at this point. But for the last 2 years, Governor Scott and the legislature have played a high-stakes game of chicken, pushing each other to the brink as they try to come up with ways to control local education spending. The problem is, those fights happen in Montpelier, in the spring, long after the budgets are approved. And so Vermont School Boards Association Director Nicole Mace says boards are putting together their spending plans this year with a wary eye towards what Montpelier might come up with next.
We're entering another budget cycle where there's emphasis on education funding, but no clarity around details or approach. So I think many school boards are sort of, you know, bracing themselves for another cycle of this putting together a budget and having some last-minute curveballs thrown at them.
May says the truth of the matter is, as long as Vermonters put their stock in local decision-making, there's not a lot lawmakers or the governor can do to directly stop districts from spending their money on their schools. And so in the West River District, the budgetary decision to send the sixth graders up to the middle school next year has everybody talking.
For me, it's hard to decide because it's pros and cons to all schools.
Joe Vachon is a fifth grader at Townsend Elementary School, and he'd be in the first class of sixth graders that moves up to the middle school.
Like, there's a pro to... elementary schools, it's a little bit easier, and then when you go to middle school and stuff, it would probably get harder because they don't essentially know your skills in math and stuff quite good as elementary or the first school you started in.
But Joe, you get to bring your phone.
So Joe's kind of on the fence. But when a classmate reminds him that he'd be able to bring his cell phone to middle school, he says that would definitely get a yes vote from him. But no one's really asked the kids.
I feel like parents and kids should vote.
Cliff Passano has a daughter in the fourth grade at Townsend Elementary, and he's dead set against moving the sixth graders up to the middle school next year. Passano says he's worried about how all the budgetary pressures and new Act 46 decision-making process will affect small towns like his.
I have a hard time with the equity jargon we get from the state that has come with Act 46. It rewards the largest schools. It rewards putting more students under one roof. And how is that equitable to small schools like Newfane and Townsend and Jamaica? It's not.
The school board is committed to sending the sixth graders up to the middle school, and they say they'll write a budget that reflects that. But parents are still pushing back. At the last meeting, they presented a petition asking for a townwide vote on the decision. If they don't get the special vote, and if the budget includes sending the sixth grade up, then the fight will ultimately be decided when the budget is voted on town meeting day. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Townsend.
VPR is taking on a special project this school year we're calling Multiple Choice, the Price and Cost of Education. VPR reporter Howard Weiss-Tisman will follow the West River School District through the year. He'll file reports as the district tries to navigate through all of this change and uncertainty. And we'll meet the families, school staff, and community members who make the whole deal work every day.